The United Nations says Syrian government negotiators will join the eighth round of peace talks set to kick off in the Swiss city of Geneva. UN Special Envoy for Syria, Stefan de Mistura, has received a message that the pro-Damascus delegation will arrive in Geneva on Wednesday. Earlier, de Mistura said no party should come with any preconditions for the talks. Meanwhile, the Saudi-backed Syrian opposition, which is set to attend the talks, has renewed the call for the ouster of President Bashar al-Assad.
Some of our members see that just saying about this point represents a precondition. We don't support preconditions. We are here to negotiate. But our goal in the negotiation will be the departure of Bashar al-Assad from the beginning of transition. Thank you. Okay.
The opposition's chief negotiator, Nasser al-Hariri, accused the government of using, quote, delaying tactics to obstruct a political solution to Syria's crisis. The previous rounds of talks in Geneva failed to produce results, mainly due to the Saudi-backed negotiators' insistence on the removal of President Assad from power. The new round of negotiation comes as Syrian government forces and their allies have managed to clear large swaths of territory from the terrorists. Well, let's cross over to Norway, joined by author and commentator, Mr. John Stepling. Thank you so much for being with us. So what do you think about this new round of talks? We, on the one hand, the UN Special Envoy to the talks, on the one hand, he says no preconditions. And then we see that the opposition group backed by Saudi Arabia, the first thing that they're saying still is that President Assad must step down.
Well, I mean, you know, whatever credibility one wants to assign the United Nations, it clearly is a compromised institution. I mean, it's located in the United States for openers. But we have seen the U.S. And Israel target Assad going back, well, to 2007, certainly with Israel's defeat in Lebanon. But before that, I mean, this is a long-term goal of the U.S. And remember, the U.S. orchestrated the coup in Ukraine that put this, you know, fascist Nazi party in power. There was a huge strategic plan here that was meant to pressure Russia and to a lesser degree China. And the war in Syria has been a complete failure, an abject failure from the U.S. perspective and from the Israeli perspective. So there is a kind of desperation, excuse me, that one feels coming out of Tel Aviv now. Netanyahu was scurrying around trying to twist arms and so forth. And the Saudi contingency is also increasingly desperate. There's a fiasco in Yemen. The foreign minister of Qatar made revelations a couple weeks ago about who was really backing ISIS and so forth. There was the death of visiting Russian officers in Syria. ISIS suddenly had remarkable targeting intelligence, and one wonders how that happened. Certainly Moscow doesn't believe the cover story. So there's a lot of things going on, and then you have the Kurds and Erdogan, and what will happen with them? They control a disproportionate amount of Syria still. So, these talks are theater on one level, but what we are seeing is a kind of desperation from Israel and Saudi Arabia, almost panic, and the U.S. trying to kind of recalibrate what it wants to achieve, what it thinks it can achieve. The ultimate goal is Iran and Russia. I don't think there's any secret about that. But they're certainly, facing this massive defeat in Syria. And okay. Assad has succeeded. He won.
All right. And thank you so much for being with us out of Norway. This is John Stepling, author and commentator.